Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, with the summer holiday season in full swing and temperatures climbing across Europe, there'll be many of us reaching for insect repellent to avoid those pesky, itchy bites. But what exactly causes the bites, and is there anything we can do to stop them? Colly Ennis is a zoology research associate and biodiversity officer at Trinity College Dublin. Colly's with me in studio today. Why do some of us suffer with these bites more than others, Colly?
Yeah, mosquitoes have a very distinguished taste palate, and they really like the type O blood. They prefer it twice over in tests that have been done. They've twice as likely to bite somebody with type O blood.
So blood type O, if you have that,
yeah,
you're more prone.
It's a bit of bad luck there.
Right.
Also, if you're athletic, if you're pregnant, if you've been out for a big hike during the day and you go back and you rest with a place where there's mosquitoes, they're going to pick up more on the lactic acid in your blood. That kind of gives them more signals to go and have a nibble. So there's a number of factors that will make you more attractive for a mosquito.
Yeah, I actually have no idea what blood type I am, but like from it depends where I am, and at certain times I am an awful culprit for a victim of the thing is, I don't know. I assume it's mosquito bites.
Mostly, if you're abroad, it will be. In Ireland, we have 18 species of mosquito, and they tend to be up in the uplands and around lakes and stuff. We also have the midges that will kind of bite you as well. On the continent, you have a lot more species of mosquito. And then when you're gone, we also have like big problems with invasive species like the tiger mosquito, which is spreading right across the world. And that's the one really that's carrying a lot of the diseases now.
The tiger mosquito?
Yeah.
And how will I know what's what?
Well, if you get a good look at it, they're very fast. Tiger mosquitoes in particular.
I've never seen them.
But if you got a look at it, it has very distinctive kind of white stripes on its body. That's what you'd be looking out for, to see one of them. I mean, mosquitoes are, well, it's a good one for the pub quiz. It's like people often ask, what's the most dangerous animal on the planet, you know, in regards to human fatalities? And by far, it's mosquitoes.
Seriously?
Yeah, mosquitoes kill up 700,000 people a year by spreading diseases. So they are one to take seriously when you go on holidays. They are one to make sure that you're prepared. Look to the medical guidelines on whatever country you're going to and take whatever is necessary, like anti-malaria tabs, all that kind of stuff, just to better to be safe than sorry, and prevention is always better than cure.
Pharmacist in Cork, Katrina O'Riordan, is joining us as well, Ollie. Like anti-malaria tablets, so should we take those before travelling, or who should take them?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. No, it will very much depend on whether malaria-carrying mosquitoes are endemic in the area that you're going to. So I think that's very, very specific to where you're travelling to. But do check it, particularly if you're going to somewhere, you know, a little bit more exotic than the average kind of sun holiday. And obviously, those medications are on prescription. And so once you've discussed it with the prescriber as to what you would need, then the pharmacy will talk you through you know, what the relative side effects, etc., are. And it will be very, very important for anybody who has been prescribed this medication that they continue to take it for the correct length of time, because it can remain a little bit dormant in your system. So you might be home a week and think you're fine, but you need to finish the course, you know. But like going back to what Colly said, I suppose, prevention is, you know, prevention is everything, really. So we'd be recommending that people would obviously take a really good mosquito repellent with them. Ideally, something containing DEET. You can get up to 50% DEET in pharmacies.
Up to 50%?
Yeah, you can get, you could get 100% before, but not anymore.
Can you not? I got that in the US before. Maybe I'm not.
This
stuff was lethal, like.
Yeah, I would have thought in the past, because I think, thanks to Colly, I now know why I'm getting bitten with my type O blood. Literally with 100%, the mosquitoes will look at you and turn around. I suppose it is a really strong chemical. But for that reason, we do also have things that are suitable for children, based on essential oils like citronella, or those little wee mozzie bands that people wear, which are little bracelets that kind of have some of the essential oils released, you know, over time. And there's practical stuff too, like, you know, wearing, you know, long trousers, if you're going for a hike or something, tucking those trousers into your socks really, really well. And again, if you're abroad, things like mosquito nets and that kind of thing. And then I suppose it's what to do if you get bitten then as well.
So what? So there's the prevention first of all. There's loads of home remedies that I'm always looking at on TikTok too. You know, Katrina, about this. The first thing they say: avoid all kind of perfume, any sort of fragrance as well,
and the colour of your clothes.
Why?
Oh. yeah. The darker clothes, they're more attracted to darker clothes than they are to lighter clothes. So if you're wearing, if you're out in an area, you're wearing white linen, that's really, really good. And also with the heat as well, a lot of people will spray their arms and their legs in exposed areas, but you really should spray your whole body or spray over your clothes as well, because they can bite through.
Over the clothes.
Yeah, they will bite through clothing.
I find typically it's my ankles and it's the backs of your knees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're quite wily, you know. the other thing would be, some people would choose to take antihistamines even before they go on holidays, because the reaction you're having, aside from any disease carrying, now I'm just talking about general irritation of having a bite, and people would choose to carry some antihistamines away with them and possibly even take them for a few days before they travel, just to kind of reduce the histamine level in their bodies so that the reaction isn't quite as itchy or as red or as inflamed. And then I suppose having with you maybe a good cream, an antihistamine cream that you can apply straight away to bring down the reaction. A lot of the problems we see will be because obviously you will itch, and once you itch, once you break the skin at all, you now have something wide open for infection, and that's when things get complicated.
So how do we prevent the infection then? So anti-back wipes?
No, number one, don't itch. Yeah, it is almost impossible. Try really, really hard not to itch. Apply cream over it, so that will reduce the need to itch. And then I suppose we would see, and I suppose I'm speaking maybe on more broader terms, and certainly applying to people holidaying in Ireland this year as well, we see a lot of bites that we don't know what they are. So things like spider bites tend to raise up into a blister, and it's really important not to break the blister. We would recommend actually covering it with a sterile dressing, so that when and if it does burst, you're not again exposing the area to infection and put you at risk of things like cellulitis.
I was at a barbecue at a friend's house, Ollie, last summer near Stillorgan, and I came home. I looked like I had been out in Vietnam with the bites. And my friend told me apparently there were horsefly bites.
Yeah, horseflies are out and about. I was up in Wicklow
yesterday. I'm allergic to D4.
And they're another one that you will get kind of, again, because they're using anticoagulant saliva, just like mosquitoes are, to bite into your skin. And that's what caused this, the reaction. So to prevent the measure of, if you're going to be out in the country, having a few antihistamines is a really, really good idea just to stop that itch from kicking in.
Katrina, I was told years ago before I went to Australia for a month to take, and I know you might laugh at this, odourless garlic tablets in advance for about 2 weeks in advance of going, right? And I did. I went into Boots, I got them, I took them religiously because I was absolutely petrified of, you know, what sort of bites I was going to get out in Byron Bay. And I ended up getting none at all. So I'm totally convinced this works.
Yeah, we would definitely have anecdotal evidence for taking thymine, which is B1, or garlic pearls. But I think that probably harks back to a little of what Collie was saying about making your skin less attractive and less inviting to those biting insects. So definitely we would often see people, you know, if they ask us for something, what can I take before I go? Obviously, I'd mention the antihistamines and your creams. But certainly if they wanted to try something like garlic or thymine, we would also recommend that as well. And they're both safe to take as long as you check again your own medication. I mean, things like garlic, you know, can sometimes be a little bit of a problem with some anticoagulants and that. So just check with your pharmacist before you take anything, obviously.
Right. Couple of questions here. Sorry, Katrina, from listeners, and Ollie, you can chime in as well. Take brewer's yeast a month before holidays. I don't even know what that is, Katrina.
That contains high levels of thymine B1. So that's where that comes from.
Neat vinegar instantly stops the itch caused by mosquito bites.
I suppose the acetic acid, you know, it's probably one of the, you know, like the Longo people, all our modern medicine comes from older remedies that people found that would work. So I certainly don't see, I know I would have had in the past wasp stings would respond quite well to vinegar. So that certainly would be one that, you know, if it's there, if it's the hand, if you're at the beach and you've just got bitten, why not? If it's at the fish and chip shop or something, why not try it?
About sense. Dousing yourself in vinegar. Jesus. I'm a walking buffet for mosquitoes, says this listener. When bitten, the bite swells. I look like the elephant woman, this listener tells me. Another texter, Collie, is wondering, do Irish mosquitoes not bite?
No, they do, but they're more of just an irritational bite. There's not, like, we're lucky in Europe, we haven't really gotten the the bad diseases in. Malaria is wiped out from Ireland many, many years ago. We did have it endemic here. It probably killed Cromwell, so the mosquitoes did something good there at least. But but we've gotten rid of it. I mean, it's just one to watch out as the temperatures rise in Europe. Things are starting to move up north, yeah, and these species are coming along and bring a disease with them.
Is it worth, Katrina, if you're somebody that, you know, that like that this nearly can ruin your holiday? I mean, you know, if I'm going on holidays, it's definitely something I think about. I'll always bring some form of, you know, mad high level, whatever the highest form of DEET I can get when I'm in the US. I'll usually bring that with me everywhere. I don't know whether it's legal or not, but anyway. but what I'm wondering is it worth going to the likes of the, you know, Tropical Bureau or whatever and getting some sort of injection to try and prevent it? Or
Really what you'd be looking at, I suppose, the biggest concern is your cellulitis, you know, after you get bitten, that you would get an infection. So I think if you had a history of cellulitis in the past, your own GP would be well placed to prescribe something like maybe an antibiotic cream so that you can apply that straight away. But the most effective thing for bringing down the reaction is antihistamines. And I think, like, probably have a chat with your pharmacist, because it may be that you're just using, you know, one of the older antihistamines. They may be able to advise you on, you know, what would be the best and the strongest currently, you know. But there's not really an injection per se that would be of any value to it. No.
Can you please ask, how do you protect your face and your eyelids from bites? I actually have to cover myself in DEET because I'm so allergic to bites. I swell up like a balloon. The mozzies attack my face when I'm sleeping. My eyes have been swollen shut at times, and DEET badly affects my chest, so I have to use a mask when applying it. It's desperate.
Well, I would recommend a mosquito net if you're going to do that. And you can get them for over a bed, and they're fairly easy to put up. It really, really, really helps. If you're in an area, and if you can't put the DEET on your face, and I do, it can burn your eyes, and some people can have a reaction to it. But a mosquito net is a really, really good piece of kit.
Listeners, as for a home remedy, a spring of lavender in your pocket or in your shower gel stops any bitey bugs. If I didn't or don't use it, I feel them. I can feel them. It's, you know, and I would be destroyed with them. Now I wash my clothes in lavender. It helps. It also means I do smell pretty nice with lavender.
That's going back to kind of masking the odours that attract the insects in the first place. So all these little tricks will help and add up. But I really think you should invest in the DEET, because it's the best for stopping them getting on you.
Pharmacist Katrina O'Riordan in Cork. Katrina, thanks a million for joining us today on the programme, and also to Collie Ennis, who's Zoology Research Associate and Biodiversity Officer at Trinity College in Dublin. Thanks a million, Collie and Katrina, for joining us on the show. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.